Tov.
Erev Tov. Okay, good evening.
Tov, yesh lanu shiur.
Okay, so we have a lesson. Malchut and Zeranpin advancing together towards the goal. In order to advance together to the goal, we see from our world an example that we need to grow first. Boys, girls are born, babies, and they grow up and up, and actually they grow apart. It depends on what time, at what age. There seems to be a certain inclination towards each other, and then it turns out that there's a connection between them. From this we can learn what happens to us also on the spiritual path. On our spiritual path, we also need to grow men and women apart, and then when they're truly ready, these are ready and they are ready, the men are ready, the women are ready, then they can understand how to connect. We don't even talk about the connection yet, because for that we need to be a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, and then between them there can be a spiritual zivug, a spiritual coupling. It's not simple, it's not immediate. There's definitely a correction that precedes it. For the man, a correction is done specifically through connection. In groups, in tens, the right connection. They have a tendency for connection, kind of like with children, like boys do. But nevertheless, it's not the correct inclination. They have to overcome it and to sort themselves correctly. A woman, and also a man, of course, the connection needs to be above reason, and then we have many verses for this and a lot of materials, and the work around this is surrounding them all the time. And to say that it succeeds barely succeeding. With a woman specifically, the demand is not for the connection like it is for the rejection. Because these two parts in the will to receive in a man and in a woman, so in a woman, the will to receive is more natural. Hence, in other words, the stages of correction for a woman are more in protecting herself from slander, from criticism over others, over the other women. Because naturally, that's how in a woman it increases more. The evil inclination overcomes more in such a manner, more than in a man. A man doesn't really see the others so much. A woman immediately, with her eyes, sees everything that way. That's why if we are talking about the corrections, then the correction in faith above reason needs to be specifically more in relation to that direction. I haven't spoken about this beforehand because it wasn't so relevant and necessary. But now it's more needed. As we need to try to see that there's none else besides him, that the Creator is the one that spins for us all matters, that he stands before each and every one and aims me to see in a special way all these girlfriends of mine, and upon each and every one that I see what the Creator wants me to see. He confuses me or spins me. And all of this so that I will overcome it and judge them to the scale of merit. That's less problematic for men. Really, nature here is very different between men and women. And on this side, for a woman, it is much easier to reach correction, whereas than it is for a man, because she has before her the problem is revealed to see other women, first of all women, other women in a nice way. And why? Because all the characters, the forms that are not beautiful, not good, we need to understand that that's what the Creator is bringing before us so that we will overcome it in faith above reason. Don't forget that He's doing it, and He's doing it so that we will be able to rise above the ego and see everything in a good eye, that it all comes from the Creator. If we succeed in stabilizing ourselves in such a way, from that moment onwards, we enter into the spiritual feeling of reality. Therefore, this big difference in the work of a man and the work of a woman in Kabbalists, in Kabbalah, it stands out greatly. And that's why it seems as if Kabbalah is written more for men than to women, and it's not true. Rather, because it is more difficult for men to scrutinize where their place for work is. And for women, it's easier. Why? Because everywhere she turns, she sees in her critical, natural eye what to do. Meaning, don't forget that there's nothing else besides Him that's spinning everything for us. And to justify Him and place oneself in such a way, in the correct way, all the time, above nature, above where the evil inclination dictates. It's a difficult work. But everyone is capable of doing so. If we want to reach spirituality and really feel how the Creator is governing the world. The moment women start to work in that way, rising above nature, above their criticism, above their narrow vision, and to try to see everything as it is all 100% correct, that there's none else besides him, that it's not I see the world, but rather I see my evil upon the white light. If so, if I don't forget that, if I as a woman don't forget that, then accordingly we will advance towards the truth. And on the other hand, the men, they must not play in connection like they usually do, like children do, but rather in a different form of connection, also above reason, to see everyone ready, correct, and everything that doesn't work out and doesn't connect is because the Creator is constantly placing before us all kinds of difficulties between us, putting all kinds of conditions before us, and we need to justify Him for doing this only so that we will rise above our nature in faith and the force of bestowal above reason, above knowledge. This is how each of us perceives his part in reality. A woman on the side of women, a man on the side of men. And when she raises herself above reason, it's called that they grew and became bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, ready for connection between them. And then they're already in a spiritual degree and they can connect between them. And as a result of that, they will have a corrected soul. That's the spiritual boys and girls that they give birth to. We haven't spoken in such a way this far. I didn't think that the time will come for it. But when I felt a little the women part lately, I saw that we can talk about this. This is why let's move this in part of our workshop. So my first question, what is the correct preparation for the correct zivug, coupling between man and woman, please? What is the proper preparation for the correct coupling between a man and a woman, the correct zivug between man and woman?
So the preparation is that each part will understand what his role, the way he needs to connect, what we heard now from Rav. Each part needs to understand his role. And then, inside this part, he's doing the work.
And then they have to rise above their ego to take their point in their heart outside of their criticism and his corporeal sight shows them and meet in this common area.
The right preparation is the process of growing. It's the process where a person takes responsibility to go above reason. When a person learns how to work,
if we connect what Rav spoke about now, is to be clean in the heart and in mind, and to go with it.
And as a preparation, first of all, women need to connect between them. They need to make effort in the connection between them, and then the men need to make effort in the connection between them. So inside it, we reveal the work that we need to do. And then we discover what we can do between us.
and to for us to be able to connect as women first and foremost, and men as men, and we as women have to overcome strong criticism that comes up and see the point in the heart above everything and try to connect only this point in the heart. And it happens through the preparation that each one of us does on their own.
We will succeed together to reach this point where we find the criticism inside us, where we need to go above it. Then we jump on it in two hands. We will remember it comes from the Creator for us, and we will remember in the feeling to see the friend in a good way.
And that's what creates on the women's, on the female side, as email ila'a, something that becomes one from the different points in the heart. When we rise above it, we become one point in the man through mutual guarantee, and then we can work with the two forces together.
Yes, so if we focus on our preparation as women, so for us this criticism is very strong. It's very stable, and we need to help each other to see it and to hug it and to remind each other it comes from none else besides Him.
It's as if we go through a process of revelation of evil, that the Creator gives us the downfalls and situations where we're not successful, and then we have this desire for mutual guarantee and that understanding that only if we will ask for the friend, then the Creator will give us the strength to rise above our ego.
And we need to build, first of all, our spiritual kli. We need to be as one woman, and then we will be prepared for this connection, for the coupling.
On top of each woman that needs to work on herself, the environment has to work on the greatness of the friends, the sisters, and not let other things enter.
And in the connection between us, we need to remember that we need to remind each other. We need to keep going and remind each other where it comes from, why it comes from.
And also, always hold on to the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal, and remember and understand that everything that's revealed to us is revealed so that we can work together above
And what came clear today, that we cannot skip the point that we need to see each friend without criticism. We ask ourselves how to connect, what's the way, but before we ask ourselves this question, we have to check that we can really succeed, and this is very simple check, that we can overcome this criticism. We have thousands of opportunities each day. We have to catch this point.
And the preparation is in that we need everyone. We have to care for everyone, all the layers. There are so many different people here on the one hand. On the other hand, each one needs to know that change needs to happen in her.
That's why we see in the Torah that everyone is around Mount Sinai. Yet there's a part that are men connecting between them, and there's a special arvut between them relative to the women part, which have also a special arvut. How will we maintain between us, the women, onto the arvut, such that I will constantly, when I'm looking at everyone, I rise, I try to rise, I prepare myself in advance to rise above the criticism, because it's not just like that because I want to be good or righteous or something, but because what I see below the criticism is what the Creator is stabilizing before me. Okay? How do we women decide between us, build between us the arvut, such that whenever I see my criticism over someone, it's mostly woman towards another woman, but I understand that it's the Creator is giving me an exercise to rise to Him, to get closer to Him again, that He is doing this to me, and He wants for me in such a manner to remember that it's from Him and get closer to Him. How do we build this arvut, this contradiction and yet connection, and not forget? Please.
I can tell you that I always forget that it comes from Him, and here is where we need to help each other. We can make preparation before each gathering, and every time we remember, we need to remind each other. And we also need to see each other as great. Yeah, and we need to come to a state that each pain we have, each time that somebody says something that I don't like and I feel criticism, it's actually a present from the Creator, a gift. And He gives me an opportunity to raise above this corporeal life and to escape from this reality for the spiritual reality. And we need to build this place where we run to, where we escape to. And this is this space between us that we built where we can hold our mothers close. And so we need to build this mother, this mutual mother between us. This has to be this place that you can really connect all your corporeal experience to none else besides Him. So then all the bad thoughts can run away, and you can connect your points in the heart, because the relationship between us is between the points in the heart, and all the rest is from above. We need to increase the connection between us, the love, the care. We need to work on this in our 10. That's true, because a habit comes in nature. And as much as we work on it and we remember that we have these two sides, the very bad criticism, but on the other hand we have a lot of love and care, and so if we can build inside us the right habits, we will be where we decide, where we need to be. So as much as we strengthen the connection between us, also the criticism will grow. So we need to prepare ourselves for that. And we need to set rules inside our 10, how we work right in this kind of situation. We need to set rules how to help each other, how we see each other as great all the time. This is actually all our work. And the rules are important for us to keep the environment between us, but we need also to grow our care for each other. And yeah, we need to strengthen this point that does a switch for the criticism. And we need to see criticism as just as reminders for other relationship. We need to see that this is our first step. This is a general spirit that's inside the We need to remember that every time, everything that we see is none else besides Him. We want to hold. The society is helping us to hold this state that there is none else besides Him. And the Spirit will help us to be there all the time. And we need to ask from the Creator to help us all the time, to help us to remind the friends, to be there for the friends, and will help us to remember that it comes from Him. And we also know that what we see from outside is also our characteristic. And where we reveal the bed, we need the spiritual force to raise above our ego. And to get this force, we need to ask the Creator. So when we need Him, we need this force, we will have it. And we need to remind each other that behind this friend, we always see the Creator. And inside her, it's Him. And we are just puppets. And we need to see her just as I want her to see me. So we all just puppets of Him, and we can change just by the prayer of many.
And also we have to work on it to create this atmosphere that if someone's having a difficulty, she can just turn and others will feel her.
I think we need to help ourselves by our tens, because it's the tens build up from many parts, that when one of us is falling, others are stronger, and the stronger parts are reminding the weaker parts, so the mutual work can help us get there.
Yes, the mutual work can help each and one of us to rise above this state and also be grateful when a state like this is revealed, not to forget that this is an invitation from the Creator to come closer to Him. And the wisdom is to, the idea is to work correctly with what's revealed between us.
This force that revealed between us, we really need the spiritual force to work with it. And then we need to remember that in the spiritual force, it requires from us, it works like something that we need to charge all the time. So we need to be charged by it. So we need to work all the time, really, like, keep going.
And to use this concept that I need others to love me and not for me to love others. It's just like a mother where it, no matter what, it doesn't matter that it's difficult. If it's difficult for me, I'm still maintain this deficiency through the desire to reach the Creator.
Right, so where we connect in the goal.
We're going to read a quote from Rabash, an article, what is the Torah is the middle line in the work. One needs to believe that there's none else besides Him, meaning that the Creator is obligating him to do the good deeds. But because a person is not yet worthy for to know that the Creator obligates him, the Creator clothes himself in clothings of flesh and blood, by which the Creator makes these actions, meaning as far as the posterior, the Horaim, the Creator does. Meaning, the Creator sees the face of people, but man needs to believe that behind the face of people, the Creator stands and does those actions. Meaning that in the posterior of man, the Creator stands and makes him do those actions that the Creator wants. We find that the Creator is the operator of all, but a person considers what he sees and not what he should believe. How will we nevertheless always remember or go back really quickly to the knowledge that we have, that we're dealing with the Creator only. Not my girlfriends, not my friends, not the world, nothing. All is depicted by the Creator. How will we have some tendency, reminder? How will we sort ourselves in such a way that we will not forget this, or at least that we'll get back to it really quickly? Because every moment that I all of a sudden grasp myself of, whoa, how I'm thinking, what am I seeing? I understand that the Creator is the one who arranged that for me in order to bring me back to the correct perception. So what do we do? To constantly see the world as this is what the Creator is drawing for me, and I only have business with Him and not with the world itself. If we effort in that, within a short period of time, we will start to see the real world, the world of truth, the spiritual world. Please.
I fall there all the time, but I try, and this is what we can do, to try and to ask for the Creator for help, to ask the friends for help, to think about it, to live inside this until we reach there.
I think that we all fail there. And if we're doing it alone, we cannot succeed. Without the support, without the environment. The environment is everything. The 10 and... I have to understand that for me to be secure, I have to have my friends. And for me to feel confident, I have to give strength to my friends. And all.
To close this circle with the reforming light that comes to correct us, because the desire comes from Him. And the relation to the friends come from Him. And where we end it with Him, things look different. And when I know that I don't succeed, my friend also doesn't succeed. So this will push me to help her also to disseminate and to do what we required to do and to try and bring the friends into our heart.
I agree that it needs to stay in the 10. Catch myself in the thought, not even the spoken word, just my thoughts, and bathe ourselves with the materials and everything there is in the 10.
And again, I think of all the molecules, cells, where the Creator gives me some state that I cannot go above. There are other cells, other parts that can do it for me. So we need to stabilize some automatic, like, so where I get a state where I cannot work with, the first thing I need to do is make a connection with the 10. And this is my connection with the Creator.
I feel that all the work that we've done so far in the 10, it created some sort of ability to hold on to, sort of like an anchor in a very methodic way to rise above states. And I feel that when you do it, it just happens. And I think that we are ready for this state of exerting ourselves to increase the unity, to attack and help each other. help each other, meaning to create a strong center as much as we can.
Center of the ten, strong, that means one that can hold all our parts, that return to none else besides him as fast as possible. Center of the ten, such as that creates this net that everybody connects to, and this is what reminds us.
And this network is in a prayer, an appeal for everyone all the time. I can't help myself, but I can only do it through the ten, through my attitude, the relation to the ten. I can give them importance of the goal all the time, but to come back from a state like that, only they can give me through Arvut.
How do I maintain myself such that each time I'm reminded by my obligation to my girlfriends to know that we're together between us and with the Creator? And it doesn't matter what thoughts, what forms, what I'm thinking, or what I see, I don't forget the correction of hearing, sight, thought, speech, my actions. How do we commit? How do we make a covenant? How do we sign a covenant? Please.
When I feel something unpleasant.
But let's try to truly do this. Meaning, from this moment onwards, as we're talking, we are really signing a covenant and are trying. And see where the entrance to spirituality is. Start feeling it. Please.
So really, when we feel something unpleasant, when we feel criticism towards somebody, something bad towards somebody, so it's something unpleasant we feel inside us. So in these points, we need to remember to think about the friends, to ask for the friends, for them to connect, for them to succeed. I need to think only about my friends.
Yes, let's sign a covenant so that the next time the Creator arranges some situation for me, on the one hand, I will know that all of you are thinking about me, for me to succeed, to rise above this. And on the other hand, I will feel that if I'll stay in my criticism, I will feel guilty. I want to feel this pressure. I want us to create this pressure.
I think that this covenant is signed already for a long time, because Rav speak about it for a long time. We've written it, but we haven't signed it yet. But who needs to sign it is the Creator. I think that we already for a long time we know where the enter is, where the door is. But the entrance is by prayer. We know where to walk. But I don't know, maybe there is something not clear enough. Maybe the prayer of many is not strong enough. But it's clear what we need to do. Maybe we need to include all the world inside us, inside our hearts. And then maybe he will say that we won.
I feel that it's a very a very high state to sign a covenant. We have to start it right now. This covenant between us is the covenant with the Creator. It's something that's renewed. We have to renew it all the time. We have to work on it all the time.
And for us to renew this covenant all the time and to keep us in interest, we need the exercises that help us to keep this covenant. We can decide that, for example, for a week, each time that one of the friends feels this criticism, she needs to call a friend. She needs to do some action. We need to decide it, like very specific exercises. We can focus like in this way when we have a very specific exercises, and then we can be ready for this covenant.
Yes, this covenant between us is the covenant between our points in the heart, the sparks, and the Creator, the unity, the connection between us and the Creator, where we sign it right now when we decide and we understand that there's nothing in this life that we want more than this, that this, than this spark of ours will connect to our friends, and for any state that will be revealed to us, we will help each other to maintain this connection between us and with Him.
This covenant of ours between us and with Him is renewing all the time. When we sign it, we need to keep it all the time, constantly. We need to maintain it, to renew it. And the desire to keep it comes from the ten, from the lesson. It's everything that pushes us to keep it.
We sign the covenant when during good times, and we prepare ourselves for the bad times, which are actually essentially the good times. But then we need our friends to ask, to help us ask, to come out of the disconnection. We will always have this disconnect, and this is the best time for prayer, for asking. So now, during the covenant, we are asking for the times where we will be disconnected.
So we decide now that we step upon our ego, and we are at a state that we need to say there is none else besides Him. We have to ask for each other by WhatsApp, by phone. We have to ask for each other for help, and we help each other.
And we scream together to the Creator for Him to maintain this covenant, to help us to be above us in connection between us. It has to come.
And we have to pray for each other that the ego will not jump and stop us from asking, because this is another correction. Because lots of times you think maybe you succeed, but you forget that you cannot succeed alone.
I have to tell you that before I left for the lesson, I was talking with a friend from the Ukraine group in Dnieper, and she was in a bad state a week ago, and she wanted to leave her tent. And then I asked her, did you leave? And she said, no, we have a covenant. And I remembered this now, and I'm happy to have friends like that.
If we want to reach spirituality, we have no choice, but each and every one needs to understand that she is holding everyone. That's the matter of a covenant. How do we really, as women, it's different than with men. They're more, usually behave with responsibility. They relate to everything in a responsible way, serious way, meticulous way. How will we feel ourselves? That each is responsible for the others, and that's how we are only together will maintain the spiritual state between us, so it will be stabilized. The moment we're ready for spirit, for mutual support, we start to feel the degree of Bina. By the way, a corrected woman is so called. How can we feel that we are in responsibility, in mutual arvut, in a covenant, in mutual support, that I can't enter the king's gate to the spiritual world, to the sensation of the upper world, if it's not through the support of my girlfriends? How do we nevertheless accept that and implement it? Our mutual support, such that each doesn't fall from feeling that she is before the Creator, and it's all thanks to the covenant. Please. I want from here on to feel myself being supported by everyone and to feel myself responsible for everyone. Please. Over everyone, the meaning is the 10. We don't need the whole world.
When we feel the importance of times, that if it doesn't happen, it's death, it's darkness. We have to develop the sensitivity, like what we have with our children. If we don't care for our children, so we have to understand that with our friends. If I don't support my friends, nothing exists. And come from this degree. That's where I take the strength and care. Yes, when we look at the state outside, the situation outside, it is worrisome. It gives us a lot of intention and strength. The times are binding, and we have the responsibility towards the other 9 friends, 9 sisters, and the 10. And when this happens, then some sort of a network, a security net is created, where I have to hold it above reason. And these opportunities to feel this safety net, it's what gives us the responsibility, the commitment towards this net. We have a privilege. We have to remember that the higher degree of responsibility is the more dedicated we are, the more our responsibility is. When I had 3 children and a husband who were all teenagers at the same time, and I had this feeling always, what about me? No one takes me into consideration. And then at some point, I just decided to stop doing that because I was creating damage towards my family. So the change has to happen here. I come to serve the Creator, and it's the same thing here with the friends. I have to serve my friends without relating to anything else. And when I do this, then this feeling of love appears when I truly care for my friends and not to receive something. Then you start feeling the love that flows. It's true, from the tens that we've worked in, we've invested so much in the prayers and different exercises and the investment, and we've developed love. But sometimes I have this feeling that the force and the investment is not mine. The Creator gives me the strength, and all of a sudden I have no strength. So we are at His mercy, and we come to this we come to this desperation, despair, and we want to care for each other, we want to be in our voot to each other, but we need You, the Creator, to give us the strength to do it. And then the calculations, it's not just the despair, it's the place for the descent and lack of belief.
Besides the fact that a woman looks at the world with a more critical eye, and it's good, it's right, it's not a flaw by any chance, by any way, the Creator makes her more sensitive that way to the blemishes, to flaws. Besides that, there's another good addition in a woman relative to a man, because she has a natural feeling of low self-esteem. Did I say that right? No, because I see that it's hard to accept it. I'm saying about all these things that I wish that we would have as men. I'm saying this seriously. It's great help that there is such a thing. So my question according to that is, Rabash used to talk to his student in such a way that women have this feeling of kind of a little lowness of that you have to be careful touching that. Like, you have to respect it, that women feel that way, and you have to respect it. A real man doesn't go to hurt a woman, that's clear. No, I just wanted to ask it this way. How do we, women, how can we make this feeling of low esteem as a means for spiritual ascent? Because nothing is given just like that. If it was given specifically to women, so how can they, thanks to that, specifically together with that critical part that's inside them, that's more than a man, to use it in order to enter the king's palace quickly? Please. I, as a man, am telling you that there is plenty to envy in a woman in these two things, which is the feeling of a little low esteem and criticism. It really helps in the Creator's work. Naturally, a woman is closer to that. That's why the whole Torah is specifically written for men that need to be given on their head until they understand, until they connect in the right way. A woman seemingly is more ready as far as nature is. So please, what with this low self-esteem concept?
This feeling from a spiritual perspective is great. You are zero, you are nothing, and you can end criticism. It's true. It characterizes the woman. But still, I feel that a woman can come out of it, of these states, very quickly. She's states that change very quickly. This feeling of inferiority is a strength. Thousands of years of putting women down. I remember that Rav talked about the fact that these times created this feeling within women that once we will connect, all the strength will come out. And the criticism is it just shows us what's not okay and what we need to correct. And I think that this feeling of inferiority comes from the fact that women have this desire to serve the husband, serve the children, but the strength to work with this feeling is to know how to serve correctly, how to do it with the correct force, how to connect everything correctly, just like in a family. When a woman knows how to connect the members of the family, then she doesn't have this feeling of inferiority. It begins to be a show of her greatness, and this feeling of inferiority, it also maintains the deficiency. It awakens new desires and sees where it's coming from. And essentially, if we understand that this is a point, just like the old man who is searching for the deficiency, if we understand it, then we know that this is the time to raise ourselves, to raise a prayer for the Creator, that I want a correction for the whole. And also, thanks to this feeling of inferiority, we can remember to always feel the friends and the deficiency of the friends. And once we ask for it, we come outside ourselves and we can feel the friends. As a woman, it's easier for me to, the way I define this, is that as a woman, I can say that I don't know something, I can't do something. It's not like a man that doesn't know something and will not ask for directions. This is a place where we need help. We need the Creator to give us the correct form. On one hand, it is a feeling of inferiority, but on the other hand, it's a connection to reality, to corporeal reality. We know that there is something greater than us where we're not able to attain, and we need the Creator to help us. It's an important place. If you know how to use it, then we can lower ourselves and we can use it to raise the friends, and we'll raise our friends, then it will give us strength from the knowledge that this is nature. This feeling of inferiority gives us an opportunity to grow. You're always moving, and it's easier to adhere to the, connect to the Creator. On the one hand, it's the ability to annul ourselves. You can feel the inferiority in a more natural way. But then on the other hand, you have this feeling of women that are able to create revolutions. They have the strength. Yes, but revolution or revolt towards what? It's towards the feeling that we cannot continue like that. As women, we are able to desire to ask for a change. And from this lowest place, as if we can demand, we can make the demand for the highest thing. And this thing that we're all desiring, it's completely opposite from the way we advance naturally. like there is no light without the greatness, so there's no light without darkness. So it's from the slowness, if we will be able to do what we need to do together, we will reveal this great thing. You know, women really want others to love her. She wants to be seen. It's embedded in the nature of woman, if we take it. And if we turn it around, we have to want it for the friends. We want the Creator to see the friends. We want them to have the Creator's love. And that's what brings us to this Arvut. Yes, that is the direction that we need to take compared to the modern women that are going in the direction of feminism. And I have to talk about how you have to love yourself, but no, I have to love my friends. I have to demand from the Creator to be able to love my friends and make them seem great in my eyes. Yeah, we have to find the place where we can invest, where we can bestow, and we can find the confidence in ourselves. And this place is in the unity between us. And then this quality that's spiritual, it's not a woman, and it's not female, and it's not male, then we get rid of this corporeal body, and we will get a feeling of security from that spiritual place. It can be a very comfortable place. And Tali, you spoke about asking for the friends, for them to
Well, and another very special measure that a woman has, that tendency for family, the concern for the family, which a man does not have in such a way at all. He can't think or care in such a way. Well, it's clear to us. That's how we're built. How can we also, with that natural tendency, use in order to come to the correction of the world, to our spiritual dimension? Specifically through that tendency for family, for the concern for the family. How do I, as a woman, see through my concern to the family, the care for the whole world will appear to be as my family? I have from here a very clear example of the correction of the world, of my correction. I feel it inside of me, in my tendency for the family, that if I were to have such a tendency for the whole world, the soul would be corrected. Can we imagine such a thing? Please.
אני חושבת שמה שטבעי טבוע בנו זה הדאגה.
I think that what's naturally embedded within us is the family. There's a family that we can direct our care towards it. When we understand that this family is just like particles, just like any other particles could have been in our family for this care to be enacted. So I think that women know that it's so easy to feel that others are my family. Like, for example, for me, anyone who has a problem, I feel that they are my family. Yes, it's true. This concern, this feeling of being concerned for others, it turns people to feel closer to others, to give this feeling that the entire world is a family. It's something that is embedded within us as women because of our ability to feel that everyone, they're all our children. We can feel their desires, their deficiencies, and to supply them with fulfillment. And it's more than the desire to fulfill them. It's something that we have been awarded, this natural feeling of bestowal, to be able to enjoy from giving. I think that the only time I feel this is only in my family. To feel pleasure from giving, if I wasn't connected to them, I wouldn't enjoy from giving. So to have this feeling of family with, gives the drive and the belief to attain it outside. But you know, today this form of the family is not something that we're used to, and what the way it used to be, but it has this idea, it still has this idea of making calculations, because in the family, you have this feeling that if you're not going to do something, I'm going to have to do it. And if you don't do it, then the kids will have to do it, and the kids represent me. And it's something that we truly, we can feel it in a corporeal manner. So in the family, where we make the most calculations and the most criticism, then you have an opportunity to bring the Creator in there and work on bestowal and not on criticizing and making calculations. And if we are connecting this to the feelings of inferiority, which we spoke of earlier, then we feel that the friends care for us just like mothers. Then these inferiority feelings disappear. I can tell you that in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, I came here from Australia for the first time, for my first Kabbalah Congress convention, and I saw the men and the women separately. But then when I felt this womb of that was created by women, I never felt such strength, and that's what we have to create, this love. Yeah, there's no doubt that the light gives us this feeling and ability to love, and the family is a place where we can love and work, and it's the place of work. And of course, the light will give us this feeling of investing into others, and if we do that, we will attract more light.
Well, and now, after we talked about those three tendencies that are typical to women, the first tendency was what? Criticism. Yes. Criticism, natural criticism, of course. No one's to blame for anything, right? No, it's really like that. The second tendency is low self-esteem. And the third one, love for family. Do you understand how much men are lacking due to that? What poor things? That the whole Torah is not helpful for them in as much as a woman is closer to the Creator. Now the question. Now I really feel this from nature, from my knowledge of nature. How will we pass to the men a little of what we have, and if so, in a corrected manner? That's the role of a woman. Yes. Because they're like, I don't know if they're neutered or, I don't know, they don't have this. They're lacking this. This is, we can see how much men are missing a soul, truly. How can we pass to men this tendency, this feeling. That's called connection between a man and a woman. Please. But first we need to be corrected, yes? And then we will be able to pass this to them. Please.
The ego is klipa. And while we're still in this quality, we have this world that's being destroyed from moment to moment. But what we can do is imagine that we're connected and pray and be together. And the minute we feel this force, then there's nothing we cannot do. We can give to this world, just like a mother to her husband, to her children, and the 7 billion children, and however many more will be born, this wisdom. Only together we can do it. Rav says one ten is enough. So only the prayer of many. We have to hold on to the light and to dissemination and all the means that we have and continue and to support each other. I think that to actualize these things, these three things in the tenth, if we treat others as a mother, if we stopped using criticism and use criticism to criticize ourselves, the matter, it's how we use these means, and if we do it in the tenth, it will be the best example to the men. I think that if we take this tendency for care and raise it above other tendencies that we have, then we will know how to use criticism and the feelings of inferiority, when to be in lowness and highness, so that this criticism will be done from care. And that's how it will be felt as well by others. Yes, a woman who is connected, a 10 that is connected, she feels that all the criticism comes as criticism towards the unity. We're criticizing how much more strength is needed towards unity. And the man feels this internal demand of a woman. And a 10 of women who are connected, they can give greatness to the man. He needs to feel great. He needs to feel the force that she's pushing him, not a passive, it's very active strength that pushes him towards an action of unity, which rises on this network, this net that we have to build between us. It has an example. It gives an example that they can see. And they know it is felt in the kli that each woman is maintaining or supporting this network. And this active strength that's passive, but which is essentially active, it's a connection between the two lines. When we will be in a state where we have a common state, this common connection of the greatness of the goal, it will go in it's into the right place towards the man. On one hand, a woman has to show example to the man for her care for the family and for him. And when a man, for a man to know that everything is arranged, there's nothing for him to worry about. On the other hand, a man wants to save others. He wants to save his woman. And we'll play in a game that he is saving us in spirituality, that we need them to attend spirituality. I feel that we need to take all of our abilities and tendencies and qualities that the Creator gave us and just attain the connection with the Creator and between us and Him, and then ask for them with all of our strength, to ask for the men to develop and to actualize what they need to do. The men can be the mothers of this world. And the feeling of the Bina Ela'ah, will be the feeling that will reign here. But in the to transfer this love to the world, and we have to be the pushing body. The fact that we're talking about it now, I think that it's influencing already, and maybe we can practice it in the workshops.
Now I'm going back home. Yes? How will I, according to Rav's advice, tell my husband about what we talked about, what we agreed upon, and how I need to work now also inside the family? Please, what will you tell your husbands? No, but together, everyone in the tents kind of compose this kind of a story, how to present it to the husband so that...
There's a reason for this workshop, and for the fact that we began this workshop, that we have to be corrected women so that we can connect to the corrected men. With my hand on my heart, my husband, my actual husband, is not open-minded to listen, even when I tell him about things that I heard at the lesson or in the time. He's not interested. So I want to hear what you have to say. I think if we talk about what we've learned, what we've studied here, we learned about the three qualities, very central qualities in the women, and how to work with them in a proper way to strengthen the connection between us, and how it will affect him. From my expertise, women, men don't like to hear stories. They want to see results. And that's why we can invite him, thanks to the covenant that I have with you. If in any way you hear me criticizing you or my friends, our path, even if you are thinking that I might be thinking, so then you will remind me about my responsibility, and it's your responsibility not to stay in it, and what I asked for. I think that what we learned today, is how to see the Creator and the connection in the family through this place of criticism and feeling inferiority. Always, for my family to succeed, it doesn't matter what is being revealed in the family, how he related to me or the children treated me. I always want to be in contact with the Creator, and that's what I received from you today. Certainly, and to be in connection with the Creator, man, woman, and the divinity between them, the Creator will come, will be revealed between us. So we can talk about the qualities and about the qualities that the woman can use to help the men. I think that my husband will be very happy from this lesson. I will tell him that finally we got a reflection about our qualities, these annoying and unexplainable qualities, and to see the good things about it. And I told him that we have a covenant between us and that he can be calm, that we can work on the criticism, and I hope that he will also help me. Sometimes I ask him to help me, and I will tell him that I have a feeling of strength, and that it will direct our whole kli towards working harder together. I think that any man in the world, it doesn't matter who he is, if he's studying or not, I think that we have the right to give him the feeling that we can be the mothers of the world, the fathers of the world. It doesn't matter in which manner. We can taste this feeling of love, and that is the essence of happiness. And we can transfer, we can convey this in every conversation and every little thing we do. We just have to desire it even more, and it will be like the sun that shines upon the world. I will tell my husband, he's probably watching the lesson, I will tell him about this very emotional, strong feeling that I went through, and I will invite him to do a workshop with me, the same questions.
How, this is my last question, how will I, as I received from the Creator those three tendencies, remember them, right? Okay. You don't forget. Okay. How do I specifically, due to these tendencies that are kind of bring certain weakness to women, how do I, thanks to that, feel a connection with the Creator? More internal, more powerful, more direct, such that I for my beloved and my beloved for me. Where specifically, thanks to these three seemingly expressing weakness tendencies. Please.
It's amazing. We spoke about opposites a lot today, and that's what it's all about. When we know that the Creator, the one that good and does good, that He gave me the quality of criticism, and I know that it was given to me to develop myself and others and to reach the goal. And then it changes my attitude towards these three tendencies. All of a sudden, criticism and feelings of inferiority, these are all great things. It's true. When we understand the role of each quality, each tendency, things become easier. And working with them is easier because we understand the meaning and that this quality contributes to our development, and without it we wouldn't be able to advance, and then we see it as a present. And it's the first time that I'm hearing about it as such a gift. Usually I hear it as something, some defect that that the women have, and today something new happened that we heard that it's a gift that it's an opportunity to bring the Creator here. If it awakes and you bring the Creator into this thing and the combination of these three things, it allows you not to fall into pride and not to give excuses to do this. And the care and all these things together, it gives me a feeling of a renewed feeling of responsibility. And I want to add about this feeling of guilt. The guilt in this guilt is actually it's like a diet. If we are not letting ourselves act out, then we can't improve. So if I think about how it's like a laboratory for life.
So
we have to just maintain a correct intention. Intention for giving him contentment.
Let's end the end of this workshop, this discussion, I don't know how to call it. Let's do for a minute silence and think how we're connected together and with the Creator to truly one body. Please. Thank you very much. It's a wonder to feel the women group and the men group and how much this one is lacking and that one's not lacking. And then how these groups, if they were to complement one another, they would reach completion, perfection. Thank you.
פותחת.